Well, welcome back to the bot between me and you. It's your boy Young Ball Bully, Bullshit Bully DJ. If you know, you know. Welcome. Episode. Did I ever say episode 174? You see the title now, because obviously we have a title because investments. We're talking about investments. We're talking about investments, how to invest your money and shit like that. All right. We're doing it from the nigga version, you know, between me and you version. Ain't going to be nothing popping up on the screen. Ain't going to be no fucking stock S&P rolling out. Ain't going to be a notebook pad. If you believe me, you believe me. Don't have to fucking believe me. And cool, fucking don't believe me and shit. Because some shit I got to leave out because I don't know if I can say this shit. And plus, like, these people are not paying me and shit. So it's like, I'm not fucking saying nothing. You know, so this is the bot between me and you. We're talking about some investments that you can make. You know, I want to help people out. Hopefully y'all know this. Hopefully, maybe you might listen to this and be like, oh yeah, I already know this. Oh, blah, blah. But cool, maybe you don't know this. And maybe, hey, maybe you might have $1,000, $500 laying around. And you're like, oh shit, what can I do with that? Oh boy, you got the answer? I got the answer for you. You got $500, $1,000 just laying around. You don't know what to do with it? Nothing. But you could just throw it away for a while? Just let it chill. Let me talk to you. We're not one of these other fucking YouTubers. I see what they do and stuff like that. Like I clicked on some of y'all pages. We're gonna get there too though. This is coming from somebody. If you live paycheck to paycheck, you damn near making 40-50K a year. You're just trying to make some extra money so this, but it's hard for you to make some extra money because you're trying to do this, do that, do this, have fun, get the Armani's and get the bitches, you know, go to Cabo and shit, hit the boardwalk, understand, get the Ray-Bans, you know, trying to chill, relax, you know, take show you out for ice cream every day, chill, relax. But if you're looking for some investments, some little, not quick flips, but some maybe long time investments, yes, you might have to do a little bit of research, yes, you might have to, you know, do this. But you're not going to need to do this, sign up for this, sign up for this, sign up for this, do all the sign up shit. If you literally got $500 or even $100 to put away for 1 year, say right now, today is April, I should know what today is, April 23rd. And if you got, just say what, about $300. I want to do something nice, chunky, so you could get something nice, chunky, you know? But let's just say, you got $150. It's April 23rd. And you could put $100, and you need to put $150 away for Christmas time. Let's say, so what? Let's say November around that Black Friday weekend. Around, so until November 23rd, what's that? We got April, we got May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So you want to put away $150 for 7 months. Well, between me and you, I'm going to show you what you can do with just $150. Yes, you could probably take your $150, flip it, go get a pack and do this. But what you going to do? You're going to go smoke that shit. You're going to smoke some of this, right? You're going to go smoke some of that. You're still going to spend some of that money. I'm trying to tell you how to take $150 and not even touch it and watch it grow. Now, between me and you, grab your fucking blunt. Grab your fucking coffee, your orange juice. I don't know what time of the day it is. I forgot to say good morning, good evening, good afternoon. But sit back. Listen to me. I got some advice for you. Some great advice. All right, so let's just get into a little bit of things. Let's just get into the obvious or the hopefully some of y'all should notice or everybody should notice. You open up a savings account, right? So what are you doing? Most people, and I'm not talking, if you fucking financial advisor, just get off the page, bro. But like, subscribe, stay tuned. All right. I'll just say this. You open up a savings account. Well, let's give a percent of the people that I fucking know that opens a savings account. They just have that money in there so they don't touch it. Cool. And then they're going to need that. Fine, you can have a savings account. But you're only having a savings account because so you don't touch the money. Now, this is going to help some of the people that have a savings account for, okay, some people have a savings account for bills and for just like whatever money. Some people just have a savings account so they make sure. Some people just have a savings account just for their bills. Understand. Some people have a savings account for their kids. Understand. Some people don't have a savings account. Like me, I never have a savings account because I'm like, if I ever wanted to go spend my money, it's I got to move my savings to my checkers, my savings to my checkers, or I just go to the bank and get the money out of my savings. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Like that Kevin Hart shit line is real. Like I literally seen that shit mad time, and like sometimes I say it to people, and like it's crazy too because I say it to some people, and they don't know where that's from. And they do know Kevin Hart, but it's like the younger generation, it's like, damn, that shit really is true. But neither here nor there. So you have let's just say you open up a savings account, boom. You put $100 in your savings account, how much you make in a year? You won't even make $5. You put $10,000 in your savings accounts for 1 year. No, wait, hold on. So yeah, you put $10,000 in your savings account for 1 year. You make around like $46 on average. At best, if you find a good bank that gives you a good percentage, for leaving your money in there at times. But that's for a whole year. But that's $10,000. So like I said, so what the best is like what somebody help me do the math. It's like 0.04% or some shit like that. So whatever. So like all I know is if you leave a no, so yeah, if you leave $100 in the bank for a year, on average you probably gain like 5 cents. $1,000 in there for a year, you gain like around like $5 or $4 and like 50, 60 cents or something. And then like $10,000 is like $46 and some change. So let's just basically say, let's keep it real, nigga, between me and you, nigga. You go put $300 in the bank right now for a year. Nigga, you got five, you made $5 now. You made $5. Now you got 305. I'm here to show you the things that you can invest some money in where at least, and if you really do got. That's why I'm just trying to keep it low for y'all. If you're a through guy, because I'm gonna show you like me, we gonna get. I put damn near a lot of my money into investments and stuff like that, and I put a lot of money to have over the years because like, what? I'm never gonna let my money sit in the bank. Only time my money sit in the bank is till I gotta go pay bills or I gotta go buy more investments. That's why I don't like having cash anymore because when I have cash, I used to be like, nah, let me get all my money out of the bank because there's no reason having my money in the bank. But then it's like, yo, I need to make investments. I need to buy shit. I can't always buy shit with cash. I need my credit card. So, that's nigga. If I didn't have to have a credit card, I wouldn't have my money in the bank. Let's be real. So that's one. Two. Okay, I feel like I'm getting off track and stuff. I want y'all to stay with me a little bit. Okay, boom. So I'm talking to the people that has like about $150 to $500 to invest. Now you're saying, okay, boom. Okay, so you're saying all this. Oh, I shouldn't leave my money in the bank. So where should I go put my money at? Go look into collectibles. Go look into, okay, what people want. What do people need? Right? And if you, I don't know if y'all see, what are the kids into? Right? The good thing, okay, and I say collectibles, there's apps, right? Okay, I don't even want to say, there's those little stock X. Why we always gotta fuck up? We always fuck up a word every episode. I feel like the last three episodes we've been fucking up a word. Like we literally can't say. But look at what the kids are doing, right? Damn, I don't see. This is my only advice I'm gonna give it to y'all. Look at what the kids are doing. The kids are the future, right? So I won't give out. I'm not saying the app's name. I'm not saying because they're not paying me. So when I started getting into my collectibles, we're gonna get to that. I figure out, oh, let me do something with an app. See if I can. I see all these people saying like, "Oh, invest this and this and this." Some of them people are lying. You need to make sure, like I did this in app thing, boom, I put $10 one day, then I put $20, and then I'm like, yo, wait, what the fuck? I gotta do, like, so I started off with $75 in 1 week, right? In 1 week, $75. In a year, exactly a year it was, I made, I had $129 on that app. I had $129, right? Shit started going down. But in 4 days, in 400 days, because it tells you like how long you invested, like whatever, blah, blah, 400, in 400 days, I cashed out of $35, but I started losing money. So once I got back, once I got up to like 100 and like I said, with 129, from $75, started investing, like for like the first month, I was literally on it every morning, just like chalks, literally like stock trading, like, oh, this shit would go up 50 cents, a dollar, boom, cash out, boom, boom, put my money in something else, boom, boom, let it go out, boom, this shit get up $2, boom, cash out, boom. I remember when I made my first like 50 cents, I was like, oh, shit, I just made 50 cents in like 10 minutes. Like literally like, and I was like doing that shit. And then like for a whole day, y'all probably see me on stream doing that. I probably said the name a long time ago, but I'm not giving them nothing today. So then I cashed out. So when I cashed out for $35, because I needed $35 to like more to like for the, to buy some Pokemon stuff. And so at the time when I cashed out $35. I think when I cashed out, and then I had like about 89 or 90 bucks. I want to say like 87. I see 87 popping up to me. No, I'm only saying I see 87 because I still have 87 now. And I cashed out around Valentine's Day, around that first week of that. No, after my birthday. Yeah. So like that first Super Bowl weekend. Yeah, Super Bowl weekend. I cashed out 35. Yeah. Because Super Bowl weekend is like, was that Valentine's weekend, a day, whatever? I forgot, whatever. Yeah, Super Bowl weekend, I cashed out, boom. And I still got $87 to this day on that fucking app. So I'm still fucking up. And when you think about, and I'm just saying, the year there's apps, but you have to really be on it. Like, I was on it for my first month. I was on it hard, making $2.50, blah, blah, blah. After, like, 4 months, okay, so I started in December, right? I started in December, like the end of December. I started like right around New Year's. So I want to say like after Christmas, I started. So it's been a year. It's been over a year. Like I said, 400 days. I cashed out, what you call it. I probably stopped around April, May of like really trying to do it like day to day. And then I just let it chill during the summertime. I know it went up in the summertime and now it started getting hyped. Like, I ain't touch it all July. And then if anybody know, the beginning of August, the fucking shit just crashed. But then my mom died. So I was dealing with that. So then I was, like, just, like, losing money. Like, I didn't go back to try to start fixing it until, like, around, like, the holidays. Like, November. You know, try to get my money back up. Boom, boom. The shit was going up and down. And then, like I said, I just cashed out 2 months ago. $35. $35. And I'm half $87. On the app right now, which means I'm up $12 in a year. And y'all probably saying like, oh, yeah, but I've been slacking. I'm like literally slacking. Like, ever since my mom passed, slacking on that app. Slacking because I'm like, oh, I'll check it, whatever. Well, I don't, like, literally don't care. And this is like, who I'm talking to, I'm talking to people that who has the money to like throw away. Like, you know, okay, I could put $100 away and I'm not going to need this $100 for a very, very long time. Oh, I got $500 and I'm not going to need this for a very long time. What? It was like Christmas time. My son and them gave me some money. I had some money for the first time. You know me. And you can still do your little thing you got to do, whatever your little side hustle is. I'm not saying that, but just think about long term, you know. Most people in my situation, we can't think long term. We don't have fucking $10,000 to invest in something in the fucking long term. And me, I miss Bitcoin. when I was thinking, yeah, I wish I did have like $5 or $10 to invest it mad long ago and just left it in there like I'm doing now, like which were certain shit I got. Oh my God, that'd be good. Because once I show y'all certain shit that I put my money into and it made money, y'all be like, oh my God, it's like, why you just do that in like crypto? And like me, I don't believe in that stuff. Like me, I believe in like okay, first I never believed in none of those little stock apps and shit. Like I was always worried. But then when I hit cash out, right? Because I'm like, oh, I have $75 to lose. I'm a gambling man. You know, I'm a gambling man. But actually, I stopped gambling and started investing and doing my investments in collectibles because I realized, like, I can't be gambling. Like, when I mean gambling, I'm talking about shooting dice, playing poker. I can't be doing FanDuel. I can't be, you know, having my fun, you know, making sure I'm happy and shit like that. And then I can't be wasting money on, like, fucking investments and shit like that. Because it's not always going to gain. It's going to lose and stuff. So, like, I can't be just, hell no. You got to cut some things out. I'm already trying to invest in cutting down smoking weed, saving money in that shit. If I could just save, like, $30 a week. Some of y'all know, like, that's a whole ape. That's good.
People be like, I smoke a whole fucking ounce a week or something like that.
Cool, great, that's you. Me, I'm trying to invest in trying to cut down. That's it. That's all I can say. So, you have, let's just say, so that was my example of my app, which I won't say no names of it, but I have it, right? I'm not even saying what the name starts with, because then you're going to give it, no. But they do work, but you literally have to be on it. Like I said, I was on it for like a month strong. Then like for like 2 or 3 months, I was like on it daily. Cause I would have like Mondays. I have Mondays and Tuesdays off. So like I was on it like Mondays and Tuesdays hard. But now like I'm barely on. I've been on it lately now because I have. So I say this. The one thing, if you're going to be investing in these apps and shit, invest. Okay, so but. It's about to be summer. Start investing in things that are summer related. And then when it's in the middle of the summer, it's back to school time. That's all I'm gonna say. You gotta, and that's what I learned over the last like 8 months when I got up to, like I said, shit dropped down in August. And then I was like, I tried to start getting back up around like November. The one thing I did, I invested in Hershey's around right before I took out, I cashed out because, oh shit, it's about to be fucking Valentine's Day and just the holidays and Super Bowl's coming around, like all that shit like that. Like, I just said Hershey because that's one that I remember. I was like, let me cash out that, and then I could like cash out my money. So only like cash out of the 3 stocks to get my $35. I just needed $35. And some of y'all saying like, oh, so you invested $75 in a year, that's 35. I made 35, 40 bucks. Or like, yeah, I damn near made 125, 75, 25, that's 150. Oh, so I made like 50 bucks. So I made like 50 bucks in a year. You could leave your money in the bank and you won't make 50 bucks in a year. Cool, great. You could go out and hustle. You know, buy yourself a fucking pack, buy yourself some weed for $75, buy something for $75, boom, flip that, blah, blah, do all that. But I'm talking to the people. This ain't, that means this is not for you. That means leave. Thank you for staying. Thank you for chilling. This ain't for you. Me, my niggas don't run the street no more. You know, niggas got kids. Kids about to be 13, man. Niggas trying to actually do shit. You know, niggas can't be running around and shit, you know? You know, middleman here and there, something like near and near. That niggas always going middleman. You know, and I always, so I'm probably gonna get off track, but I always tell, like, I work with kids and stuff, and I always tell, like, try to tell people, it's like, yo, the teachers in college, I went to BCC, and I know people, oh, you went to BCC. The professors I had, They was chill, except for my last semester, because when my house burned down, they didn't care. But if y'all know, I already told that story like two or three times. But yo, some of them said, you better have a side hustle. You bet. Like the one teacher like hooked up. She's like, yo, I'm gonna make sure you, like, you got private. You got shit going on. Come talk to me, because I know this is hard. If you better be working, you better be feeding your families. Because like the class that we had, like, so I went to school for psychology. Yeah, so it's like when I took like human service and shit like that. Like I got a degree in psychology, human service. So like I kind of know some shit. So I kind of know some shit. I got my degree sitting right there and stuff. Well, my house burned down, so I don't know if I have two. I only have one. I have to go to the school to get, be like, hey, can I have my, but whatever. I'm talking about a few of the teachers was like, yo, I understand like you can't focus full time because you got other shit to do and you need to be making money. And one teacher said like, yo, even if you have that job takes all these taxes out and blah, blah, you get this paid, boom. So at this book, you bring home, what, 200? That's not enough. This is why you need a side hustle, blah. She was with it because she has a best friend. The professor had a best friend that does hair. I wish I knew her name, so I will always, like, wish I could call up on her and shit. I was just like, I ended up getting a B in that fucking class because, like, I was chilling shit. But I was like, oh, shit, it's like she understands, and these, like, they understand, like, yo, you gotta have another hustle outside of, even if you work, you need to make extra money and stuff. You need to make the extra money, you know? Or if not, you need to just make sure you're working, like, you, yeah. People, savings account is not it. Just put it, having a savings account is not it. All right. Now, since instead of me rambling and stuff, hopefully y'all get in the picture and understand. I know some of y'all saying like, but then you taking a risk of getting caught. So now, boom, you taking a risk, boom. And then you have to remember, when you do get caught selling narcotics or illegal shit, they will take everything. They will take everything, freeze everything. Because they don't know what they like. So you gotta remember that too. And that's another thing. It's like, oh shit. Like, I remember one time I got caught. I just sold everything. I had mad money in my pocket. I had money in each four pockets. I was like, oh, you got a lot of money. And so I was like, yeah, no, I'm going out having fun. I just got paid. Obviously, it was like Friday or Saturday. I think it was Saturday. Yeah, I got a club. I got locked up with like fucking, well, it's not like a lot, but it was like $400 in my pocket and shit. So I think, yo, is that why they made Bill $1,000? Because they made it $500. And then they was like, oh, they was giving me a hard time to put my money that I had to put it towards like my bill. They automatic put it in my commissary and shit. Yo, I just thought about that shit now, like 7-8 years later. Yo, that was 2011. Holy shit, now that's way longer. All right, okay, let's not get off track. Okay, so investing your money, taking your money, throwing money away. Let's say throwing money away. Okay, so for example, so what I do is, I told you about the app. I had $75. It was right after the holidays. I started it right after Christmas. I started this. I wish I could figure out what day, but I don't want to waste y'all time, and I don't want to be here for that long. But it was literally right after Christmas, right before New Year's. Not New Year's that just passed, because I just cashed out after 400 days. My 400 day was somewhere in February of this year. So, and I just cashed out. So do the math from there. Okay. So I made $50 in a year, but that's just me having $75 wasted, moving up and down throughout the year, making sure, okay, boom, boom, buying this bag. Okay, grabbing this bag, doing all this shit. Okay. Because I had that to waste, to toss around $75. Oh, let me see what I can do with this. Boom, boom. You know, I don't need it back so fast. You know, because some people make fun of me. I work. I got a job. So if I lose $75, you know, I can make that back in my... But hopefully some... Because I know some of y'all might not have it like that. So that's like too much of a gamble. So I could show you some of the things I do in collectible. Right now, so after this year, I just started trying to get into sports. Right, so I don't know really that much of sports. I'm the Pokemon guy. If you know, in my town, I'm known as the Pokemon dealer.
Like, I go to Nerd Cheese. I go to all these restaurants. People be seeing me. Oh, who's this guy? The nigga just told his boss, like, yeah. Yo, boss. This is my Pokemon dealer. I was like, yeah, I sell him Pokemon cards. Yeah, we do deals. Yo, you want... Yeah, give him my number. Yo, blur it. But nah, I just thought that was funny and shit. Niggas know me as the Pokemon dealer. And I heard girls was like, yeah, I was hanging out with this one dude and stuff. And he brought up your name because y'all do Pokemon. And it was just like, oh, so you've been hanging out with this nigga. Just, nah, I'm just... All right, let me stop because I don't know who'd be listening, but yo, investments. All right. So I'm big in collectibles and stuff like that. As y'all can see, these boxes around here, around me. Yes, I had this for a long time. This is my binder. So we just go a little bit right here. So I paid, I think I discussed this, I paid $220 for each box. This box, $3.5. Both of these back boxes are over $380 right now. Like, and so if I really want to, I could be like, yo, come pick these up right now for $400. Yo, I got $390, $380. Like, these are, one of these are probably like around like $360, $375. Might not sell for $380, maybe. It's the Pal David Face Elite Trainer boxes. So there's a premier when you have Seal Collect and products, right? These are from the Pokemon Center, you know, because they're Pokemon Center Elite Trainer boxes. So some people who's listening, they already know, boom. Price is up. It's hard for nowadays, it's hard for Pokemon Center Elite Trainer boxes to go down in price. So I had $200 one month, $200 and 20. I waited for one paycheck, boom, invested. And one is the Celebrations 151. That shit was at 450. I had a chance to sell it for 400, but I said no. And now it went down to like 170. It went down to 375. Now it's back up to like what? 380, 390 for a sale case. Or I could take one box out and literally sell it for 100. But I won't do that because I told people, like, yo, 400 a box guaranteed. But if I really need it, fucking, so I spent $220 because of the fucking shipping. If I really needed $200, I just sell two of these boxes for $200. Or I just sell this whole case, be like, yo, give me $350. Like, if I panic. And I know some people say, save if I need the money in a certain amount of time. All right, well, that's when I need to make sure I have money on deck. Because, yes, it probably might take me like 2 or 3 days to sell. But don't get yourself wrong, though. If you have collectibles, if you're in this game, and if you know, like, say, boom, it's right now, like, oh, something happened right now, boom. Well, the crazy thing is I have a line of people that I can hit. So I can't even say that. But it's like, obviously it's going to take you 2 or 3 days. Because I know some of you will be like, oh, what if you need the money? Damn it. You need to make sure. No, because you already know when you invested your money in collectibles, you already plan on, oh yeah, this is for if I need it for down the line. So like, if I know I'm going to be fucked up. Okay, put it this way. I'm good, though. Like, I'm good. Because the crazy thing is I'm good because just to say right now, my son's birthday is this Thursday. Happy birthday, Zay. Everybody say happy birthday. He'd be 13. Yeah, crazy. I get paid on his birthday, so I'm good. And I know what he wants. So he basically just wants my paycheck. So I'm going to give him my paycheck. I'm going to give him money out of my paycheck. He's like, yo, I just want this. But then send me a list of all these different items. I was like, yo, you want the money, what you want? Obviously, the kids want the money. But if I didn't, right? Last week, I would have started selling some. I would have just sold some money. Or I would have obviously planned on, like, whatever. Or sometimes I just give him some of my pull. I give him some of my collectibles because he wants to open most of my stuff. But I would sell in advance. If you just know, you just sell in advance. So, you know, within, like, the 2 weeks, you could have that money ready. All right, it's just smart. So there's a premium. Yes, you lose money, and I'm gonna talk about that. You lose, you gain. All right, so these are Pokemon Center. When you buy from Pokemon Center, there's a 50% chance you could lose or win. But usually, when you buy Pokemon Center exclusive ETBs, Elite Trainer boxes, you will not lose. You buy anything off of anything else off of Pokemon Center TCG related, there's a possible chance you will lose your fucking money. For example, I don't know if y'all can see, really. Some of y'all can see, some of y'all know what this is. All right, the light's all fucking up. But this is a UPC Pokemon Center. Obviously, I got them for the Pokemon. I promise you, I got them for the Pokemon Center. I got two of these from the Pokemon Center. Yes, two. Which means I paid $200 and damn near $40. $235. I paid for them. And everybody know, in 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks, and by the end of the month, by the 30 days that these was released, you could pick these up for like $100. I paid $120 for this. And to get it sent to me, I basically paid $120 to get this shit sent to me. It's April. I'm looking at my watch, my calendar watch. January, December. You literally could pick these up for like $85-$90. Now they're going back up to 100. Now they're at a decent $110, I say. 105. They're over 100. So I'm basically, and I bought these October, November, whenever the set came out. So if you know, you know. And I got the Squirtle. Lucky I got the two Squirtle promos that came with it. I sold one for $70, which was kind of good. So I kind of did make some money back because those were two free cards. So I kind of did make some money. So when you bought these from Pokemon Center, you got promo cards with them, right? You got a Squirtle. I have one left because I like Squirtle. Squirtle was always my guy. So I still have one. That card is probably roughly $45. I sold one because I got one each. I sold one for $70. Literally for $70. Sold it for $70. So we take the $70 out of the $235 that I spent. Technically, I didn't lose on buying this. And if I go sell my other card right now, the other Squirtle, it went down because they released more of them. Because sometimes Pokemon can reprint things, but sometimes they don't reprint. They just print a lot. Sometimes they don't reprint things. And that's when you have to, this is where sometimes I would say you have to do your research and collectibles to see about the reprint. And if they are going to reprint, this is Pokemon 151. This is going to be a good long time investment. We're hoping that at one point that this box becomes 250, just like the Celebrations did. The crazy thing is when Celebration came out, the box never went down. You could barely find them in stores. It was 120 in stores. It was 120. They never went fucking down because Pokemon never printed or made a bunch of them. So they was up to like right now. They're the ones that I'm talking about are buying at like 350, 360. At one point they were selling for 400, 425. So we could say I took a loss. But if I sold the promo cards that they gave me with it, now I sold it for $70 and we take off $230 for $70, I actually kind of made money. And I could sell this right now for $100. So if I do sell this for $100, boom, I could just technically say I sold this for $170 because they gave me two free cards. So those two free cards didn't count towards my money. If they did, that means I basically paid for those cards then, right? Because those cards was $70. Those Squirtle cards were going for $75. Damn near. A little bit, probably more. But I sold it for $70. $68. Let's just say fuck it. But I'm going to say 70. It was $70. So if I bought two of those for $70, that's $140. All right. So that means I probably got a deal. But no, I didn't get a deal. So technically, we don't even know if this is a loss or not. Actually, this is a game. But this is something I plan on having for a long time. I have two of them. The other one's actually right. That little white spot right between the black, this and this, that's actually another one right up there. Another one. Okay, another UPC. Another UPC. Boom. I got the Charizard UPC. I actually bought four of these at... So, I got it shipped to me. So, I got it shipped to me for $404. So, do the math on that. Because, like, so with me, obviously, sometimes you got to count shipping and taxes. You know? But if you go in stores, like, I think at one point you could find these in stores at $95, $90 maybe. But I got them online. I waited for them to go down. And I thought $100. I got them for, like, $98. It's just the shipping and taxing cost them more. I'm pretty sure I got these at $95. A box, and I got four, and I sold open one because I wanted to open one, and I bought one of these to open too. I bought one off my boy for like $85 to open, whatever. So I could just say I opened some of the UPCs, and I wanted to open this because it has the Charizard cards. So I got four of these. At $400, just say $400, fuck it, $404, $400, $101 at $101, right? I sold one for $100 and I opened one. I literally sold one for $100. I was like, yo, I need $100. I don't care. I don't care what they are in the stores. So go find it in the stores. Give me $100. He gave me $100 for one. So I got two of them. One's right straight ahead, right on me. I got two of these. These are Charizard. I probably saved these forever. Now they're going back up. They was in the beginning of the year. It was running like $90 lower, cheaper. So I did lose. But they're going back up. Now they're at over about like you might could find these at $105, $110. So right now I'm up $5 with this. I'm up $5. But that was a loss. But yeah, buying these UPCs was a loss again. But if anybody who's Pokemon related watching this, y'all know why I bought the UPCs. And because it's like, yo, I wasn't waiting for these because we don't, with the UPCs, some things with Pokemon products, you don't know. So you just have to buy. Like, some Pokemon product, you just gotta buy because the shit, after Evolving Skies and Celebration, the UPCs went up. Like, Celebration product was still out there cheap. Right? I remember I bought a case for like $450 of fucking 10 packs of, Elite Trainer boxes. I was selling them for like $70, $65, $55. From like $55 to $70. And then I remember I sold my last two at $75 because that's what they was going for. And I'm tight that I sold them. But at the time, I needed this. At the time, last year, I needed this. Like, I was doing, I did dumb shit. And I was like, I was buying shit and was like, oh shit, I don't have no money. I need to sell. Like, I was doing dumb shit last year. I got my shit right. Like, around the time my mom died. And no, my mom didn't leave me no fucking money, but it's all right. I don't want to be, oh, your mom died, you left me. No, my mom didn't leave me no money. I just started doing smart shit and being like, yo, I need to make sure I have money when I die to leave for my kid and shit like that. But my son knows about Pokemon, too, so he knows, like, yo, invest in shit. Another UPC I got off my boy. My boy was struggling. If he's watching this, he's going to be like, oh, fuck you. I got this off him. I think I paid. I'm telling you, because sometimes niggas be struggling. Niggas want to just, yo, I got to sell shit. Like, if I'm struggling, if I want to sell this for $350, $360, somebody's going to buy this ASAP. Four boxes, what? Like, this is a long, bro. Watch when we come back in a year and we do this video. You're going to be like, oh, shit. So I want to say I gave him $90 because he was strong, but I think I got this for like $75, $80, but I think I just gave him $90 just to think he was struggling. But now, and PokéRev just did a video on this box. This shit's at $135. I bought this for $90. So after a whole year, so I bought this November. So we're still, it's been like November, December, January, February, March, April, May. We're still down. We're just now, like, if I was to sell this, I won't be able to sell it for $120. I won't be able to sell it for $120. Maybe, but probably won't. So, like, yeah, that's a loss. And it's been 6 months, but has it been a year yet? No. So my $235 is still good. I could probably still get that back if I sell both of them. Now, when I bought 400, when I spent the $400 on this, I knew I was going to open one. Like, I knew I was going to open one. So, me having three and I sold one for 100. So, technically, I didn't lose. I didn't lose on this. So, we're up. And I got these. Oh, shit. It's been a year. Because I got these in March of last year. Like, these was the first thing I bought when I got my taxes last year. That ain't gonna hold you. I spent $400. I was like, yeah, I'm buying the Chargers UPC. Yep. Damn. So, yeah. It wasn't March. It was February. It was the end of February I bought these. Yeah, end of February I bought these of last year. And I'm up $5. So, what? That's $210. I can sell these for it. And I already opened one, so that doesn't count. So, yeah. But I knew the UPCs I'm going to hold for a long time. Most of the stuff I got for Pokemon I was going to hold for a long time. All the stuff, these are like long-time investments. Boom, this is at 135 already. And it's only been, I might have got this around December. Beginning of December, end of November. I bought this off my boy. Dub, thank you, Dub. All right, now this. Now look, we got a couple more products and then that's it. Chilling Rain. I bought this for $100. Because I bought three booster boxes for $100. For $100. Not last December that just passed, but two Decembers ago. Not this one, but two Decembers ago. I basically got this for free. Literally, I got this for free. But I'm just going to say $100. Like, literally, because I bought three booster boxes. My boy was struggling. Hopefully, he doesn't get mad. Selling me three booster boxes for $300. Technically, I was getting one for free. And the one I got for free, I was like, yeah, I'm going to give my kids the other two. And I'm going to just keep this one. I just gave him that, the other ones for like a Christmas present. Easy Christmas present. And I kept this one. This shit is still so... It's still so fucking Chris. Still so fucking Chris. This is so fuck... This is like literally old. This is like... I know like obviously like... Oh, no, children's camera. But I'm telling you like... 23? So it's 24? This is from 2022. Literally. I bought this the Christmas of 2022. Literally. And now, so it did justice. Like, it was $100. I knew it was like, oh, let me wait till it goes up. Once it got up to $150, I was like, oh, shit, this shit could go up more. I don't need to make, because I bought this for a Christmas present anyway. This shit's at $250. Not yet. It's at like $230. But I already told myself, once this hits $250, I would sell this box. Because who knows? You might pull the one card. The one card raw is like $300. But, yeah, so this is one of these weird investments that I made. I was like, oh, yeah, you're going to just find people who struggling and selling collectible stuff, and you just never know. That's one, whatever. Also, I bought two booster boxes off of Pokemon Center. I bought two Lost Origins booster boxes off Pokemon Center when only Lost Origin and Brilliant Stars was on Pokemon Center because everybody panicked, was like, oh shit, Sword and Shield's going out of fucking stock. So I bought two booster boxes, right? I bought two of them. That's it. That's all I got. I bought two. And the crazy thing is, so I bought two, one, so I got them offline. I got them from the website. So with the taxes, I paid $145. No, actually it's $144, but let's just say $145. Just right now, some people can't buy off of Pokemon Center. That's the thing, which means I could probably put this online or try to find somebody around and try to be like, hey, give me $175 for it. Cool, $35 thing. The reason why I went and dove to go buy these right now. So if so, I bought two of these. What did it come to? 305 to get shipped? Because I got to get it shipped, obviously. So if you got $300 to waste right now, I will go pick up. I will go buy one Lost Origin. I will go buy two Lost Origins. Because there's a card in here. If you pull, it's $300 in change. The one thing so y'all don't know about booster boxes, same thing with the Chilling Ring. $289 it is. So there's a card in here that's $289, there's a card in here $300. But there's still booster boxes of these. So guys. So yes, this box cause I could rip this $150. Oh, once you rip this, you only pay $145. You could pull. What you just say? You could possibly pull the $300 card, but you possibly can't. Now you feel me? But if you look at every other set that's out of stock, every booster box is out of stock, whatever the value card is, whatever the highest card is, that's how much the booster box becomes. So people know, and I'm telling you this right now, this is a given. When this goes out of stock, this box is going to be worth $250, $300, because guess what? That's how much that car is worth. And it just goes up and up and up and up and up. For example, like I said, we're not here to put prices up on the screen. You could believe me, you could believe me or not. Involving Skies. How much is that Umbreon Raw? You could probably find it at $450, $500, right? How much is the booster box? $700, $600. That's only because you can pull multiple cards out of there. Same with this though. So yeah, I might have took a L. I bought $145. I paid $145. Yes, I seen booster boxes going for $140, but how much is that tax and shipping is going to pay for? $151 UPCs. Right now, it's been like 7-8 months. I still haven't made my money back from that. You know, the Charizard's UPC has been over a year. I made $5. And now y'all probably like, Bob, you pressed in your money. And like, some stuff takes a year. Some stuff doesn't take a year. Some saves takes a couple months. Some don't. But these are just stuff that I have. I'm showing you stuff that I have for a long time investment. Some of the stuff that I have for like the 6-8 months investments, I sold already. And plus, I sold to get, like, this apartment. So, you know, so we have... This is a whole room we have. I always say this about man caves, and people go, that's your podcast room. Nigga, shut up. Stop being a hater. And I got cars over there that's, like, tagged and stuff like that. Like, I got a whole lot that's getting ready to be shipped out. Somebody's about to buy. Now, like I've been saying, I've been starting to get... Those are my Pokemon investment. My Pokemon stuff that I showed, those are some of my long, long investments. Like, I might not never sell those shit. I'm 33. I might not never sell them shit until like I'm 40. I do got some stuff put away, but I don't want to bring that shit out of stuff that like, oh yeah, this is a Vivid Voltage. This is my last one. I sold damn near 11, 12 of these shits. This is my last one. I'm not selling it because I'm not buying no more. I refuse to buy any more Vivid Voltage ETBs. I was selling these shits at $80. I was getting them for 40, but that's neither here nor there. So I started getting to sports cards because people been hitting me like, yo, you got sports cards. I don't know shit about sports cards. And it's, even when I got back into Pokemon, I was like, I was taking losses, hits. I had to learn, what to do, what to not to do, you know? So when I started getting to sports, I'm trying to tell you this. If you want to get into sports collectible, do your homework. And I will say, for what I know is for these four months that I've been into it, you want to open stuff that has autograph, or you want to open stuff that has autograph, or you know that has like a, that has the banger in it, I guess. Like, it's not like Pokemon, like, you just know what card it has in it. I don't know. So, for example, some of y'all gonna be like, oh, shit. I had this box. I've been watching people open this box. I wasn't looking at the price in that box. I was watching people open. But I'm like, damn, seen this at Walmart. Yeah, got this for retail. Pay $50 for it. No. I just talk about my hive. Pay $50 for this. I was going to buy two, but I'm like, yo, I don't even know what's really in it. I'm like, yo, there's only three boxes left. And I was like, let me just get one and let me see what's up. So I get one. I get home and I got something else. Right? So I got this. We got this. I'll leave this right here. Something weird in my eye. So I got this. I get home in this fucking chair, squeaky chair. Won't squeak. I look up the price. I get home from Walmart JC. If anybody know where that is, where I'm at in the 607. That's not even that far from where I'm at. Well, it's kind of far. It's not far. Like, it's just Walmart. We're going to Walmart. I get home. I check the price. The last one sold of this box online was $84 to $85. If you look today, right now, if you're watching this video, this Luka box, Prism, Panini, 2023, Bassman 5, 10 Mega exclusive, and it doesn't even say you can find an order, you can pull fucking the rookie fucking Wimby out of this. This shit's selling. The last one sold for $97. You know how bad I wanted to drive back? So when I looked up, it's the last one sold for $84. So I'm like, damn, that's $34. I could go buy the other two boxes. But I was like, damn, what if I drive back and they're gone? Like, so I didn't want to do that, but I'm kind of mad I didn't buy no more boxes of this. And I was going to open this because I seen people open them. Like, oh, you going to pull like a Wimby? You want to pull a Wimby? The premium on this shit sale? This got to be my most hyped purchase of buying something retail. Besides, like, these boxes, buying these boxes retail. Because you got to pre-order these boxes. If you try to wait until then you're going to have to wait till they get restocked. And if you don't catch that restock wave, you fucking out. So usually I just pre-order these shits just to get that shit the fuck out the way. Fuck that shit. I'm not pre-ordering that new set because, I should have did it for Paradox Rift that just came out. Was it Rift? No. What's the set that just came out? I don't know. Whatever. Future and whatever. But that's near here. Sports cards is the fucking wave. But it's sealed sports stuff. Because you can pull the stuff out of it. When I'm learning in sports, you want to get stuff that's autographed. I was buying stupid packs, buying this. Like, oh, let me get this. This is $12. I could afford this real quick. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could probably get this out of it. Oh, this football player. Not thinking like, yo, it's about the autograph and the type of card you could pull out of it. I know some of y'all probably look at me like I'm confused and stuff. When it comes to sports cards, you want to get sealed hobby boxes. You know? This is not even first off the line or none of that shit. I just had to learn what FTOL means. I had to Google that shit. It's like, yo, what did you talk about FTOL? Like, what the fuck is that? Oh, first off the line. Oh, shit. You know how much those boxes cost? Like, I'm just hyped that I picked this up on retail at Walmart. Like I said, you could go to Walmart. Sometimes you could go to Walmart. Even some Pokemon stuff you could possibly find at Walmart and flip. I'm telling you, you don't always have to reserve. Put it this way. You could walk, you could flip. If you really want to, if you really a flipper and you really need money, like I said, if I really need money, boom, boom, I could sell this. The one thing I do know about sports, though, I don't know about, I guess, maybe my town or I don't know how y'all is around, but you never know. Like, I'm black. But now people know I'm the Pokemon people, and like, I met weird people that's like, oh, and I met some people that's like, oh shit, you do Pokemon? Oh yeah, you do Pokemon. Like, some of the people that I went to school with is like, you had this collection since we was in high school? But it's like, why would he tell anybody? Because like, niggas don't doesn't fucking care. It's like, yo, this shit's crazy. I'm telling you. Like, but yeah, this is like one of my hypest purchases because I just walked in the store. I'm like, oh, this is the shit that everybody's opening and I'm watching and stuff. Damn, $50. But yo, this, people are saying that this shit is worth it. Like, this is worth it. Like, people say you're making your money back. So I'm hearing that. All right, let me buy it. Like, oh, shit. I look it up. The whole box sells for $80. Now, today, April 23rd, the box is going for $100. And I literally just bought this box beginning of this month. Wait, no, hell no. Yeah. Well, April 1st was Monday. No, so it was that last week of March. Yeah, because April 1st was Sunday, or April Fool's Day was Sunday. So yeah, I bought it that Friday or Thursday. Yeah, literally. So it hasn't been even one month yet, and the price is already up $50. Wimby's going to win Rookie of the Year. We know that, right? Bunch of Wimby rookie cards is in here, right? Nice signature cards in here, right? We know this. Who's on the front? If Luka wins MVP, I'm selling this box before the basketball. Like I'm telling you, I'm selling this box before the basketball season starts if Luka wins MVP, because this box is going to be worth probably like $200. I seen boxes like this worth $1,000. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Yo, sports is weird, bro. I'm selling this shit at the start of the season. This Chillin' Range booster box, once it's reached $250, I will be trying to sell it for $250. Anybody give me a yo, I got $240 for you, I'll come pick it up. Give me that. I don't give a fuck. Like, I was gonna open this for Christmas. But I was like, let me just hold on to it. You know? So yes, there is some stuff that I got that I fucking gained in like a couple weeks. There is some stuff that I got that it took literally 2 years to fucking gain. 2 years to gain. But guess what? It went up a lot. You know? Fucking. I panic bought. Yes, you panic invest. But I think I made a good decision. This is one when it's like, okay, bro, you took $300. You invested. You better fucking hope. They don't. I just gotta hope that Pokemon don't never print none more of this shit. So this is a risky investment. This is a risky $300 that I had to risk. Okay? I had to risk this because if anybody know about UPC's Pokemon, UPC, you just have to. If you're big and collectible, this is where you take your risk at. It's like so many people being like, all right, bet, you know what? Let me, you know, weed is there. You know, I'm selling weed. Oh, shit, coke. Oh, shit, you know, we're getting the coke, you know. Coke is like, the dope moves fast, but it's risky, super risky, but it moves fast, but it could be risky, you know, because sometimes there's dope deals, let's be honest. There'd be like 2-3 months when shit, like, it's slow. It's like, it's there, but it's like, it's not there, you know. It's there, but it's not there, you know what I mean? But then there's like a stretch of time where that shit's like, that's how I feel with this. This shit's moving like dope, bro. Let Dallas do anything with Luka face on this shit. This is going to be worth a lot. As long as Wimby don't get hurt, he can't get hurt because the season's over for him. He's already Rookie of the Year and he wants something else. And like I said, yes, there's investments and stuff where you lose money and stuff like this. You're going to lose money when you invest money and stuff. But like I said, do you have money? Do you have money to invest, like put away? To put away and just look at you and look to be like, oh shit, that shit gained like $10. That shit gained like $10. Oh, that shit going to gain. Yeah, that shit's down like $4. You don't panic and sell, right? You'd be like, oh, well. Like, if I had more money. Well, I already bought 3 of these, so I won't buy no more and stuff. But if I could find like one or two more of these at like $100, I would buy. Because the pack selection that they have in these, it like Lost Origin, Brilliant Stars, like these are double bangers. Evolving Skies is out of these. There's evolving skies. And I see PokéRev just opened it. Look, you see how it says three Vivid Voltage? No, there's two evolving skies and one Vivid Voltage in there. You know, there's pack selections in those. You know, booster boxes. Booster boxes are good to invest in because, like, you can't go to stores and buy booster boxes. You could possibly go to stores and buy elite trainer boxes, but you can't go into stores and buy Pokemon Center Elite exclusive. So yes, it is about what you invest in, the thing, how much you invest in the product you do invest, and knowing some things, knowing like, okay, this will gain, this will lose, or you just gotta know like I knew like when I first got these, it was gonna be a dip because everybody's gonna have these, but then it's gonna go up, and that's what happened. But it went up, and then it dipped, and then it went up. That's gonna happen. But me, I'm able, like I said, this is for people, like, I work a job. I work paycheck to paycheck, you know? But I don't have to worry about that because now since I have a steady flow going on, like, I have money and stuff. I'm never worried about that. Like, anytime I do sell Pokemon, it's always, like, $200 or more. Like, it rarely is it, like, somebody, like, y'all got $100. Because guess what? I could get somebody and be like, yo, I got this and this for you. I'm making a deal. I'm never fucking losing. I'm never losing. You know? I'm only losing unless like I gotta like rush to sell. You don't have to rush to sell, bro. I brought some graded cards for cheap. You know, and anybody know me, I'm not into like cards, but I just started realizing like, oh shit. Some people are into cards. But you know what? I only got two graded cards. They're both PSA 9s. I started doing some research, and that's only that I probably took some losses on those. You know, I got two PSA cards, probably for like, probably about like $80, about $90, $80, about $90, $92, $93, whatever. PSA 9s, Go Charizard, Pikachu, Van Gogh, PSA 9s, both of those $90. Don't shoot. I got them all for people. You gotta find, see, and when you deal with collectibles, you could be a video games collector. Yo, I see people with the video games, they go in and buy video games and they quick flip them. Like, I see people that, like, buy product like this and open it and flip it. So, like, for instance, because y'all might be like, oh, so what if I buy this? How do I know? So, let's just say, okay, for instance. I got a Scarlet and Violet base. I got a Scarlet and Violet base booster box, right? My dumbass paid $111. At the time, this was a good price. I paid I had to pay for shipping. So I always add the shipping price and the shipping and taxes. And so I paid $111 to get this sent to my house. Right now, at the time, it was a good price when I bought it. Because it came out, y'all know when it came out. It came out in August. So at the time, it was a good price. Right now, these boxes are $80, $85. So you know it would probably be smart to rip this box. Literally, like, so when you know, so since I know, like, I didn't really take a loss because I had three of them. I sold one for $100 because I was like, yo, I think I sold it for $105 because I was like, yo, I paid $100. So I think he gave me $105 for it because he bought something else. And he was like, you know what? Because I know you bought the, because you did. Because when people trust you, and you could be like, yo, I ain't going to hold you. Like, I literally paid $111 for it. Like, just give me like $105. I'm just trying to get some money back for it. So I think he gave me $105 for one. And I opened one. But right now, like, I could open this knowing like, I lost because it's going to take like another year. Like, it's about to be already a year soon. But even after a whole year of this set being out, this box ain't going to gain nothing. Like, what? I'm going to have to sell this. Like, I don't want to sell this box for $150. Ooh, what's up for $150? Like, I'm not into making $20, $30. Unless it's like this. Unless you want to make $20, $30. And you'd be like, bull, oh, I don't want to wait a whole year. I don't want to wait. I don't even want to wait 6 months. What if I could wait like, what if I could wait like 3 or 4 months? Well, find stuff like this, you know? Find stuff like, you gotta, it's hard when it comes to sell a product. It's hard, but when it comes to, like I'm a sell product, man. It's hard when it comes to sell product, but find product like this, boom. In 3 months, I'm gonna make triple my money back. In 3 months, this should be, by July, this should be way, way, well over 150 bucks. But this is like something like you rip because you could rip, if you pull one of the cards, you could probably pull a card that's worth like 50. You could probably pull cards, boom, get them graded, have them, save them. Give it, wait a few months and then sell it, then try to sell this booster box. Because this booster box, for me to make a nice little profit is going to take a while. So like right now, like, yeah, it's 150. Technically, it's not really a loss because technically these booster boxes cost $161 on Pokemon Center. But I got them from off a black market for $111. But now you could possibly find these for like 85 bucks. So really, this is something for me to open. Because technically, I have to wait until it gets over the Pokemon Center price. So I probably lost y'all right there. So Pokemon Center is like the standard DV, SVD, the SD, all right? It's like graded on the curve. It's like the SD. So it's like the standard, right? And then you have the black markets. You have all these other markets and stuff, right? But just to say this, if the Pokemon Center sells out of their product, and their product is at 150, 160. And that's like the main store where people get their product for it and they don't have no more. The market could dictate any, the market can make any number they want. Like, Pokemon, like, so if I don't want to open these because these are Pokemon Center. I don't have a, no, I don't. Wait, so I don't think these booster boxes, but people have, so wait.
No.
Okay, yeah, hold on. Let me, for example, Chilling Rings was 145 on Pokemon Center. Since Pokemon Center sold out of these, once Pokemon Center sold out, these jumped to $200 off the rip. Well, okay, 180, 179, 170. They jumped up 30, 40 bucks off the rip as soon as they sold out. Because guess what? Oh, so now because Pokemon Center had for 145, somebody might want to try to sell them for 130, 130, 130, you know? But now since Pokemon Center is out, it's like, oh, nah, I'm not selling mine for 130. Nigga, I'm selling my shit for 200, 200. Like, so you got to predict the market. It's just like, even if you're in the stock market, hopefully if you're in the stock market, you're watching it, you're like, oh, shit, I got some good investment. Like, I know I might sound like I'm all over the place. You know, yes, I would possibly say about 25 to 30% of my money in collector booster shit. And that's, I got a whole box down there. I got shit right there. I got shit up there, like shit back here. I got a binder full of cards. I got a thing full of fucking ill cards that I would never. Look, I got Charizard that I got a Charizard that I pulled out of a dollar pack that's worth 100 bucks. I pulled it out of a dollar pack. And it's worth 100 bucks. I'm not selling it. I can sell it and make 99 bucks. And I made a $99 profit. No, I just want to keep it. Because I know in the long run. And like I said, this is probably for people who's able to like, yo. Wait, this nigga just showed. You just got like $400 or $500 to waste. So just to toss it, just to waste. Like, yeah. But no, this is over months. November. November, 2 years ago, August, I just bought a few things this month, like some things last month. It's just like, you're not, you know, just like, don't, you know, even to the young folks out there, man, you get money, hold your money, especially if you're young, you're a teenager, you got money, if you, how about this? Your parents are split up, right? You get money from your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your aunts, or whoever. One of those people that you get money for, how about put their money away and never touch that. Or like save their money for, that's your money that goes in your piggy bank. Oh shit, Uncle Bull gave me money, but I'm about to put this $5 away for like until my birthday or Christmas or whenever I need it for like a video game or something like that. Don't always spend. And I know some people, like I said, like, I think girls used to look at me weird because like, oh, you do Pokemon. But one chick, when I was dating, she did see it. She did used to be like, no, you just investing, you're not even making no money. And then I was like, this is what fucked me up in the beginning. Then I was like, all right, let me just start selling and start making money. Then like once I started selling, because I started collecting again, then once I started selling, that shit was like, boom. She was even seeing it. And then I slowed it back up. And then I did some bad investments and I fucked up. You know, and then some girls is like, because you know, when you dating, some people look at you like, yo, that's not, people want fast money and shit like that. This is not, at one point I was selling this shit like dope. Like 2021, 2022, this shit was moving like crack, bro. Shit was moving. And I was dumb because now I look back, like I see some people, like people told me today, it's like, yo, I got this one car from you, bro. It's worth this. It's like, because I used to sell, like, if I did open cars, I sold them. Because one thing about me, I can sell my cars at a premium because people know I buy my stuff and I don't buy cars from people. Like, I open my product and then I sell my cars. Like, so my cars are, like, fresh, you know? But it's hard for me to, people that fuck with me, like, know that and stuff. And, like, I try to keep that, that's, like, a bond. So, like, that's why I try to keep myself solid to that. And hopefully, and it helps my customers know, like, they could count on my car. Because cars are, I could sell my car at a high value to them because they know I don't got to be like, they trust me. It's like, they know it's not damaged. They know it's not played with or nothing. I said, they know, like, oh, yeah. DJ, this is why I say DJ. They know me as DJ. DJ, oh, yeah. He doesn't buy cars. Like, I don't buy shit. I'm not buying cars. If it's not sold product, I'm not buying. I bought a graded car, and guess what? The graded car is sealed. But yeah, man, this is me. I'm just ranting on, man. We're over an hour. Hopefully, everybody makes great investments. I'm telling you, if you have 100, 200, 300, 500 bucks, and you could just throw that away to like Christmas, just say Christmas time. Just say Christmas time. If I was you, you got 300. Go buy some of these. Go buy three of them right now for 300. And wait till Christmas. If you could wait till a year, you could possibly make 500 off that 300. Like, I'm going to make more because I got these at like less than 100. But they're like over, they're like 110. But if you could find these at 100 and you could wait. Like, it just took me a whole year. And if I sell these, I made 20 bucks. Like, it's been a year. No, it hasn't been a year. And I'm already up. What you call it? Like, it hasn't been a week. It's only been a few weeks. And I'm up this. I knew I was going to be up there. I knew that stuff. Like, the apps. There's apps. There's a whole bunch of things you could do. You don't always have to gamble your money to try to flip. Yes, I know some people are addicted to like the gambling thing. But if you, and then like I was just watching somebody like I do need to get this shit out of my sight because lately I have been opening some things. Some product was like, oh, I'm not going to get this product again. But now I'm thinking like, yo, I ain't never going to buy that little fucking bundle box again and shit. So I need to get this shit away from me. And I do got some Fusion Strike packs. Anybody know about Fusion Strike? Because like, oh, for the Gengar's going up, like obviously Pokemon's like a lottery ticket and stuff. Everything's like, you know, things are gamble. Everything's a gamble. But the one thing, if you really could just say, yo, you know what, I don't need this. Yo, I got $100 right here. I could just put to the side. go to fucking Walmart, leave a comment, ask me what I could get for $100. I tell you one item you should grab for $100. If it costs less than under $100, I promise you, you in the year you would make your money back. I promise you. I know I sound like I'm ranting and stuff, but people always ask me like, "Yo, how do you do it?" It's like, "Yo, I," but then I rely on my job. So boom, say like, so for instance, I bought the Lost Origin, the basketball. I bought all this stuff in like 1 week. So I didn't buy no stuff for like a couple of weeks. Or I didn't, like, you know, I had to make. So when I do spend like a large sum of money, I try to get myself back right. Get myself back on. I'm not saying like, oh, I skip paying bills or I do this, but I try to make sure I get myself back. I'm not like, I even take a break from like the, like not even looking at it because I might see something that I might want to buy and I'd be like, oh shit, like, there's been times like I spent all my money. Like, I made sure I went broke. I was like, let me spend all my money in my bank account because I know I'm going to get paid tomorrow. Let me just spend this last $700 in my shit because, like, I did that dumb shit before, you know? It turned out good, you know? But, yeah, that's just me, you know me. I feel like, okay, I'm done. I'm rambling. I know some people wanted me to talk about this. Oh, hey, how do I do this or how do I, it's like, It takes a while. I'm 4 or 5 months in, and it just took me 4 months to finally get a basketball product that I finally made money on. I opened some packs. I do got some CJ Stroud, Will Anderson, rookies cards, but they're just like regular rookie cards, so I think they're probably worth. I feel like I got like $40 worth of cards in sports cards, right? Maybe four. I don't know how much. I don't even know how to look up the sports card. So I literally had to sell all these sports cards. And like, I'm done. I'm never opening. I'm just going to sell the product. I don't know how to look up the sports cards. So I think I got like $50 to $40 worth of cards. So I'm going to try to sell all those cards as a lot to somebody. There's some CJ Strouds in there. You know, there's some quarterbacks, you know, no autographs, just some nice looking cards. I don't know. And then, like, I'm the type of guy, like, when I sell my cards, I want to sell my cards at the high value because I pulled it. Nobody gave it to me. I didn't buy it from nobody. But yeah, this is Investment Man, episode 144. Oh, 174. I'm bugging.
Niggas is bugging, bro.
I'm saying 144. That shit sound familiar. What episode was that? But this is the bop though between me and you. Episode 174. Just smart investments. Just these are the things that I've been doing. This is how I go about my life. Know that I work day to day. I live paycheck to paycheck. I live by myself. You know, I gotta buy my own food. I don't get assistance. I don't have a 401k. Like, this is where I'm putting my money in. I put my money in, like, things like this. Like, so hopefully when I retire, I'm, like, when I, like, so I have one of these. I want to try to get every UPC. These UPCs are going to be my retirement fund. Like, that's one thing I can say. And that's a Charizard box. I do have a Charizard 10. The 151s, I'm hoping, like, I do got another box up there and shit. Like, I got some Charizards cards. Like, those are going to be my retirement fund because I know, like, there's cards, like, when I was a kid, just about 4 or 5 years ago, those Charizard cards are worth some money now. All right. So, I got some Charizards. So, wait till my son just, like, gets in his 20s. Can I just wait till my son gets in his 20s to sell some of my collectibles? You know? Buy him a present for when he graduates college? You know? That's how I'm looking into it. And this is what I mean. Like, yo, if you got money to... Because, like, bet... Or, yeah, you're right. I could leave $500 in the bank for, what, 5 years? And what's that? You leave 500 to make for 5 years, you might have $600, depending on the bank, depending on your interest rate and all that stuff. If you got, like, you might have $600. That's still, to me, that's I can't, bro. Not knowing that I could sell drugs and do that faster, but if I want to do something the smart and right way, I bet let me invest my money in something that's good. Like, even like the stock market thing, like I'd be doing that, like try to do that. I don't know if I could invest. I could take a whole $1,000 and like put that shit and start moving that shit around like that, because like you literally have to. You got literally. Well, I'm just doing like this because I be on my phone. You literally got to be in there like this and this, like this Pokemon. I could sit back, check it in the morning, boom, wait 3 days, check it in the morning, boom, check it at night, wait a week, see what happens next week, boom. You don't really, the stock market, you really got to be on it. So I don't know if I could just toss $500, $1,000 like that. Like I said, I started with $75, and that $75, to this day, I'm up. To this day, technically, I'm up 45 dollars. I'm up $45 to that day, and we're a year and 3 months in, and I'm up $44. I can leave $75 in the bank for a year, and I won't make and that shit won't even make $44. I'm just telling y'all some things that y'all could do to invest, to like have some money, or just like. Okay, bro, you want to cash out? Like I said, this is for people like who want to fucking, who's like looking to have some money down the line. Not looking for a quick, like you here for a quick flip. Yes, you could. Like go buy a Pokemon Bulb, wait for it to go out, boom, sell it at its height. Boom, do that. Don't try to pre-order shit and then try to sell. Like, no, like buy at a certain time. You got to hope at this. Like, I wish I had some of the product I got though. Once that shit got up, I sold it. Because that's what I was doing with it. Some of the stuff that I showed you. Some of the stuff that I showed you is like, these are my long time. I'm keeping these for like years. For years. Except for this shit, selling this shit in the beginning of basketball season of October 2024. Because if Luka wins MVP, this box, bro, there's a box that looks just like this that's for $1,000. That looks just like this. Small, square. 50 cards inside. There's one pack, right? How many packs? I think there's one pack, 10 cards. 10 cards per pack. So there's 5 packs, 10 cards. 50 cards. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Yeah. 5 packs, 10 cards, 50 cards. $100. Do the math. What's that? $2 a card? Or some shit like that? Whatever. I don't know. Whatever, okay. But yeah, man, this is the bot between me and you. Hopefully y'all was listening. Hopefully y'all picked out the good and the bad and the idiocy, stupid shit that I was rambling about. Hopefully you was able to decipher some of the smart shit I'm saying. Like, I can't be like, I'm not showing pictures, I'm not flashing, I'm not saying names, I'm not gonna be too direct and stuff. You know, I gotta try to not, I'm not gonna disclose how much money I had, how much money I spent. You know, I already said how much the cost of each product, of these products that I showed was. So that's already too much information. So I feel like the more I talk, the more I ramble, the less I could be. The more I ramble, that means the more I was like skipping. And that's good for me, because hopefully I didn't say nothing I didn't want to say and shit. But this is the bot between me and you. Just go make smart. I'm telling you, in the comments down below, if you got 150 to 300, just say that to like, yo, I got 150 to put away to like Black Friday. What's up? I bet. But I bet you come Black Friday, you're going to not want to move. Especially if you want to invest it in sports, collectibles. You want to start up an app and, not start up an app, but download an app to like, start buying shares and trading and doing this and that. Like, I can kind of help you out with that. Like I said, I'm not about to say the app name because the app is not getting I'm not getting paid for it. They not, no, nobody, no. Fuck y'all. Thank you for helping me make money and shit though, but please, like, comment, subscribe. Let me know if this was helpful to y'all. It probably wasn't, but between me and you, we know it was. You know, just be smart with your money. Don't just like throw it away or just waste it. Like I just had this old guy tell me, yo, you got $50. What you gonna do with that? It's Thursday. Today's Thursday. You got $50. What you gonna do with that? You gonna go spend that? Right? You gonna go get this, go spend that, boom. Now it's Friday night. You got what, about like $30-$35. You don't work. Alright, boom, Saturday's here. Now what? Did you spend all your money? It's Saturday, it's still the weekend. Alright, come Monday now. Now what? You don't have no money. You probably got about like what, $3? And this is when how he told me, he's like, yo, sell some bud. Boom. You got $50. I give you this for 25, right? Boom. You'd be able to make 40, right? Then you make that 40, right? Take 25 out of that. Give me the 25. Now you had this, and then you start over with the flip. And that's something you like. You sometimes you have to take a loss to start your day in the game. But yeah, this is the bot between me and you, man. Hopefully this was informative. Hopefully y'all took something from it. I didn't mean to talk for this long, but I literally had to, without putting pictures up, show y'all some things, and hopefully y'all see the items. I know some of y'all could be like, oh, well, I got this off of eBay. I'll wait. Like, yeah, you go always wait, but hey, at least I'm showing like, yo, yes, I took a loss on this because I bought it from Pokemon Center. Yes, I took a loss on this at one point because I bought these at $100 and shit. Scarlet and Violet booster boxes. I took a loss, $111 and stuff. But look at it. I made money getting this. Chiller Range made money. Made money off this. I got some Lost Origins. I got these. Like, so there's some pros, there's some cons. There's not like all like, I ain't gotta lie. But man, this is the bot between me and you, man. Hopefully everybody's out there. Hopefully y'all love this. We just did something different. We didn't want to talk about the word. We just want to talk about what you can do. What you could do if you make under 50K a year, you got about 2 kids, you live paycheck to paycheck, you just have money just sitting, you do have like a few hundred just sitting around, but you just, you know, whenever, like, if you really want to do something, invest it and like just do something, like, yeah, I know you probably got 401k, but it's like, yo, you want to like start a new hustle. At one point, I was so close to being like, yo, me and my boy could open up a store. But then a lot of more family things happen. You know, all that shit was just mad weird shit, man. But man, this is the bot though between me and you. Hopefully this was helpful, man. I'm telling you. If you literally got like 500, be like, yo, boy, I got 500. What can I do? I won't even be like, yo, I'll sell you this. I'll be like, yo, go buy this. Go buy this. See what they're doing with this. Or go spend that whole 500 on this one item. Oh, yeah, you got 100, go spend this 100 on this one item. And I promise you, in 1 year, you will make your money back. But this is only if you're willing to sit for like a year. Don't come and be like, yo, I'm trying to move. What can I make in like a few months? If you are, yo, go to the retail stores, go to Walmart, see what they got on the shelf. If you see, put it this way, if you see this box on the shelf at your Walmart, this Luka box at your Walmart, buy this shit ASAP. Just go buy it now. Go buy it. And I'll tell you this one thing. If I was y'all, I would buy the Pokemon VMAX Championship deck. The Mew VMAX. I would buy those ASAP. I would just buy those ones ASAP. That's all I'm telling you right now off the rip. But other than that, yo, please like, subscribe. Please, please. This is the bot between me and you. Invest smart. Sorry for the rambling. Peace.